Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of having pride and self-conceit. The hadith we did yesterday عن سلمة بن الأكوع رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا أكل عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بشماله فقال كل بيمينك قال لا أستطيع قال لا استطعت ما منعه إلا الكبر. سلمة بن الأكوع رضي الله عنه, he related a man was eating by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this person was eating with his left hand. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in his style, in his mannerisms, in his beautiful way, that even if he would see something wrong, he would correct it nicely in a good way. So he told this person that eat with your right hand. He was eating with his left hand. So this person, he replied, when we were speaking about when a person, he rejects the haqq, when haqq and the truth is told to him, things that is correct is told to him, then this person, he rejects it. Now this is real pride. So this person, nothing prevented him from listening to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam except that pride that he had. So he replied. So this also shows us that when we are told something that is correct, the better thing we should do is, if that quality needs to be corrected in us, we should actually thank the person and we should correct that quality in us. And if that quality for some reason is not there, that person is telling us to do something, maybe for some other reasons, then at the same time we should just make sabr on that occasion and don't say anything back. So here this person, he said something back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he back answered, so to speak, and he said, la astatihu, that I am unable to eat with my right hand. And the only reason he said this was out of pride. So ma mana'ahu illa al-kibr, the only thing that prevented him was this pride. Qala fama rafa'aha illa fihi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, lastata'ta, that you won't be able to eat with your right hand. So after this person's hand became paralyzed and he couldn't raise that hand to his mouth. So we see how dangerous this is. Despite being rahmatul lil alameen, that having being the rahmat and the mercy to all the worlds, but to say something back in the face of haqq and something is told to you, that is such a dangerous thing. And see who it was said to, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this person instantly became paralyzed. Today's hadith, عن حارثة بن وهب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ألا أخبركم بأهل النار. حضرت حارثة بن وهب رضي الله عنه, he says that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that should I not inform you who are the inhabitants of Jahannam. كل عتل جواظ مستكبر. نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned that every عُتُل means every miserly person. Every person that holds back. These qualities that are mentioned here are some qualities that we should try to abstain from. We should go to all extent to abstain from these qualities. These are very evil qualities. So the first is that person who is miserly. The next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, Jawaz. Jawaz is that person who is harsh in his temperament, in his styles, in his mannerisms, in his ways. He's a very hard person. Therefore, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would say that apne aap ko choro mat, dusro ko chero mat. That when it comes to yourself, then don't leave yourself. Be hard with yourself. But when it comes to others, then leave others alone. So meaning that when it comes to your tahajjud salah, when it comes to your tilawat, when it comes to your ibadat, your mamulat, etc., be very hard with yourself. But others, go very nice, go very, very easy with them. I always mention this incident that when we were building here, then these people from the department came. And I remember whenever there is dini khidmat taking place, you'll always get some type of opposition. Always you'll get. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا. For every Nabi, there was some opposition, some enemy. So who are we? So you'll always get situations where people will oppose. So somebody from the DA, etc., they inform the department that these people are building a masjid and see if they got everything in order. So their complaints continued to go there to the department. So when they eventually came here, they had a meeting. When they came in, all we did was just show them akhlaq, a little bit of akhlaq. We met them, greeted them, explained to them a little bit about Islam, took them for a small tour. Very basic it was. The different Muslim organizations that distributed, they all didn't have everything in order, and then the building work was taking place. He said, but when I'm leaving from here now, you people have got some magic here. You got magic. Just by showing a little bit of akhlaq, he said, now if there's anybody that complains, you phone me and I'll sort them out. So this is what akhlaq does. Therefore it's attawaddudu ila nasi nisful aqli. That half of intelligence is how a person shows that love and that muhabbat and that akhlaq he shows. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself was told, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, that if you were hard and harsh-hearted, then people from your side also will just disperse. They'll leave you also, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this shows how important it is to have this akhlaq and this character. And the last part I've mentioned here is arrogance. They do not have, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explaining who the people of the Jahannam is the arrogant person. So the first was a miserly person, the next was harsh in temperament, and the next is an arrogant person. On one occasion, this hadith comes in Kitab al-Jihad in Abu Dawud Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the initial days of Islam, because of his majghala with people and his engagements, at times he would like seclusion. So what he would do is he would go out to Tila. Tila is those places, that place where there's like dunes. You know, dunes, you've got sand coming, sloping. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would go there to the bottom and just seclude himself out in the desert. He would seclude himself so that he could connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without getting interrupted. So on one occasion, before he could go, there was a camel of sadaqah that was left with him. So he had taken this camel of sadaqah. In hadith it comes, use the word naqa muharrama, then bi tarbiyat yafta unt. It was an untamed camel. So he had taken this camel and he told Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, ya Aisha, urfuqi fa inna rifqa la yakun fi shayin qattu illa zanahu. Then, oh Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that show kindness to this untamed camel. Go gentle with this untamed camel, show courtesy, kindness. With this camel, normally when an animal is untamed, you have to be extra hard with it so that it listens, it takes instructions. But here with an untamed camel, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that go easy with it, go gentle with it. Why? Because this gentleness is something that la yakun fi shayin qattu illa zanahu. It is not found in anything. It is not except that it increases the beauty in it. A person can be a very handsome person. A woman can be a very beautiful woman. But if she doesn't have gentleness, kindness, she's very harsh in her temperament, or this person is very harsh, after a short while that beauty is just skin deep. People will forget about the beauty, they'll try to even associate with this person. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, وَمَا نُزِعَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ قَطُّ إِلَّا شَانَهُ. This gentleness and kindness is not removed from anything except that it spoils it. It can be the most beautiful looking person, the most kind, appealing as far as his looks is concerned, but take away gentleness from him, it spoils that person's looks, it spoils everything that he's got. So anything, take away the gentleness and take away the kindness from it. Even a child, you get a child that is very abrupt, very rude, is using vulgar language, the same child who we normally would like to take to, now suddenly we realize, hey, this child got no akhlaq, no manners. So anything to enhance its beauty, put in this quality of kindness and it enhances the beauty. Remove this quality of kindness and it takes away this beauty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal on the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know, today is Jumu'ah, we should try and come early for Jumu'ah Salah, try and read Surah Kahf, increase our durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the time between Asr and Maghrib Salah is a very important time if you try and spend most of the time in the masjid. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanahu wa ta'ala astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi.